This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Pergoveris. Active ingredient, S, Filtropin alpha, RCH and Lutropin alpha, RCH. This leaflet provides important information about using Pergoveris. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Pergoveris. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Pergoveris? Pergoveris contains the active ingredient filtropin alpha, a recombinant follicle stimulating hormone, FSH and lutropin alpha, a recombinant luteinizing hormone, LH. These hormones are essentially similar to the hormones found naturally in humans, but they are made by means of biotechnology. They belong to the family of hormones called gonadotropins, which are involved in the normal control of reproduction. Pergoveris is used for the stimulation of follicular development in women with severe LH and FSH deficiency. What should I know before I use Pergoveris? Warnings. Do not use Pergoveris if you are allergic to gonadotropins, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are pregnant. You are breastfeeding. You have an unexplained ovarian enlargement or cyst. You have unexplained vaginal or uterine bleeding. You have cancer of the ovaries, uterus, or breasts. You have tumors of the pituitary gland or hypothalamus. If you are not certain whether these conditions apply to you, or if you are worried about anything on the list, tell your doctor. Check with your doctor if you take any medicines for any other condition, have or have had any other medical conditions, such as premature menopause, disorders of thyroid glands, disorders of the adrenal glands, high prolactin levels in the blood, fibroid tumors in your uterus, which would make pregnancy impossible. You have been through menopause, kidney disease, liver disease. You or your family have increased risk factors for developing blood clots, e.g. stroke, heart attacks, porphyria, or a family history of porphyria. Your doctor will assess you and your partner's infertility. This may include tests for other medical conditions, which may interfere with your ability to become pregnant. If necessary, other medical conditions may be treated before starting infertility treatments with Pergoveris. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not use Pergoveris if you are pregnant or breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant while using Pergoveris. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Compared to natural conception, the frequency of multiple pregnancies and births is increased. Your doctor will monitor your ovarian response to minimize the chance of multiple pregnancies because of the great risks they carry for mothers and babies. However, this risk can be minimized by using the recommended dose and time of injections. Compared to natural conception, the frequency of pregnancy loss is higher in patients undergoing treatment to stimulate follicular growth. There may be a slightly increased risk of birth defects in women using assisted reproductive technologies. This may be due to increased maternal age, genetic factors, multiple pregnancies, or the procedures. An effect of medicines used to induce ovulation has not been excluded. Talk to your doctor about any concerns you may have before undergoing treatment with Pergoveris. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Pergoveris. How do I use Pergoveris? How much to use? It is usually recommended that your treatment with Pergoveris starts with 150 IU of filtropin alpha/75 IU of filtropin alpha once a day. Your treatment should be tailored according to your individual response. Your doctor will tell you how much Pergoveris to use. When to use Pergoveris? Your doctor will tell you when to take Pergoveris. Pergoveris is given as a course of daily injections. You should have your injection at the same time each day. How to use Pergoveris? Pergoverist should be injected daily under the skin, subcutaneous in the lower abdominal area, or thigh, except around the navel and waistline. The injection site should be changed daily, to lessen possible injection site reactions. Before using Pergoverist, your doctor or nurse can teach you the injection technique. Read the instructions for use, provided in the pack carefully before commencing injections. Talk to your doctor if you find anything unusual when injecting. Do not self-inject until you are sure of how to do it. If you forget to use Pergoverist, Pergoverist should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, contact your doctor or nurse immediately for advice. If you use too much Pergoverist, if you think that you have used too much Pergoverist, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Pergoverist? Things you should do. See your doctor regularly. Your doctor will monitor you closely throughout your treatment. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while using Pergoverist. If you plan to have surgery, tell your doctor or dentist that you are using Pergoverist. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Pergoverist. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly without telling your doctor. Do not change the dose unless your doctor tells you to. Give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Ovarian Hyperstimulation Syndrome, OHSS. Treatment with Pergoverist may increase your risk of developing a condition called Ovarian Hyperstimulation Syndrome, OHSS. This is when the ovaries overreact to the hormonal treatment and become larger. The most common symptom is lower abdominal pain. During stimulation, your doctor will monitor your treatment by using ultrasound and blood tests to help determine if you are likely to develop OHSS. If necessary, your doctor will delay or cancel your Pergoverist injection. You may also be advised to refrain from sexual intercourse or use barrier methods until the end of the cycle if this occurs. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Pergoverist affects you. Looking after your medicine. Store Pergoverist in the original package at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Refrigerate. Do not freeze. Protect from light. After the first injection, the pen may be stored below 25 degrees Celsius for a maximum of 28 days with the cap on, in order to protect the product from light. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Do not use Pergoverist as the solution contains particles or is not clear. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects. Side effects. Injection site reactions, such as bruising, pain, redness, itching or swelling, headache, dizziness, ovarian enlargement, or cysts, breast pain, pelvic pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal discomfort, distension, or pain. Ectopic pregnancy, embryo implanted outside the womb may occur. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reactions, very rare. Severe skin rash, itching, or hives. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Severe skin rash, itching, or hives. Ovarian Hyperstimulation Syndrome, OHSS. Signs of OHSS. Lower abdominal pain, discomfort or swelling. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, pelvic pain. Signs of severe OHSS include rapid weight gain, low urine output and shortness of breath. Very rarely, blood clot, thromboembolism associated with severe OHSS may occur. Signs of blood clot include pain, warmth, redness, numbness, or tingling in arm or legs. Warning signs of stroke or heart attack. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Pegoveris contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Filtropin alpha, RCH and Lutropin alpha, RCH. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Poloxima. Arginine hydrochloride. Phenol. Dibasic sodium phosphate dihydrate. Monobasic sodium phosphate monohydrate. Methionine. Sucrose. Phosphoric acid. Sodium hydroxide. Water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Pegoveris looks like. Pegoveris solution for injection contains sterile, clear, colorless to slightly yellow solution for injection in a cartridge, pre-assembled in a disposable bin. Pegoveris solution for injection is available in the following presentations and pack sizes. 300 IU of filtropin alpha and 150 IU of lutropin alpha in 0.48 milliliters. The pack contains one cartridge of solution for injection pre-assembled in a disposable pen and 5 needles for administration, Ostar 2, 8, 8, 927, 450 IU of filtropin alpha and 225 IU of lutropin alpha in 0.72 milliliters. The pack contains one cartridge of solution for injection pre-assembled in a disposable pen and 7 needles for administration, Ostar 2, 8, 8, 928. 900 IU of filtropin alpha and 450 IU of lutropin alpha in 1.44 milliliters. The pack contains one cartridge of solution for injection pre-assembled in a disposable pen and 14 needles for administration, Ostar 2, 8, 8, 929. Not all presentations and pack sizes may be marketed. Who distributes Pegoveris? Pegoveris solution for injection is supplied in Australia by Merck Healthcare Pty Ltd. Suite 1, Level 1, Building B, 11 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Email, medinfo.australia@merckgroup.com. For inquiries call 1-800-633-463. This leaflet was prepared in March 2023.